This is Bird Note. If you were to stand face to face with an owl, after a while it would start to move its head, bobbing rhythmically from side to side, then forward, then back, or almost completely upside down, all while still looking at you with its body still facing the front. Is the owl trying to communicate something? Is this perhaps some kind of dance? All these varied head movements help the owl judge the position and distance of things around it, essentially to triangulate on objects, including potential prey, and to build a composite picture of its surroundings. This head bobbing helps make up for an anatomical limitation. An owl's eyes are fixed in position. They simply can't move the way our eyes do. So to look up, down, or to the side, an owl has to move its head. They have very flexible necks and can do 3/4 of a full head turn, looking over one shoulder, around the back, and almost over the opposite shoulder. And after a few of these head bobs to triangulate on their prey, they rarely miss. It's not only owls that measure the world this way. Most other birds of prey, like falcons and hawks, have the same intent, fixed predator's eyes. And so they, too, perform their share of head bobs, figuring out what's what and what's where. For Bird Note, I'm Mary McCann. Support for Bird Note comes from Bloomsbury, announcing the new book Winter Birds, with paintings by artist and ornithologist Lars Johnson, available wherever books are sold.